In a word, yes, says Marilyn Tavener. She's administrator of the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, known as CMS.
So I think we are ready. Will it require some mitigation? Will there be some changes we make as we go along? Certainly.
October 1st is the day the federal government says the exchange will go live. So Georgians are likely to start hearing more and more about it. Mandy Cohen is a senior advisor to CMS.
It won't surprise you where we're going to be spending most of our time. It's going to be those states that have the highest number of the uninsured. And this is, you can look at the census data, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia.
Much of that effort will involve targeting the 18 to 35 age group, which Cohen said in a recent speech at the Brookings Institution makes up the largest block of the uninsured. Because of a relatively small marketing budget, Cohen says look for a heavy push on social media. And when it comes to reaching males in that younger demographic?
In terms of when they're thinking about their health and their well-being, girlfriends, yes. Mom's more important. So we're thinking hard about how do we reach your mom.
And it won't just be the federal government trying to get the uninsured's attention. USA Today reports Affordable Care Act opponents are now buying TV time. Jim Burris, WABE News.